On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yeah, it's a special day. It's Tori Friday. There she is.
Friday. Freaky Friday.
Freaky Tori Friday.
That was a movie. Freaky Friday.
I know, many of them. Do you remember who was in the Freaky Friday?
You know what? The first one, I'm pretty sure, was Jodie Foster. And then...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then the second one, you know, Disney. Then it was... Wasn't it like a Lindsay Lohan something or maybe?
I think it was a Lindsay Lohan and a Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm, they like traded places. That's been done a lot in movies. 18 again, and
they remake the same thing. And if it's not the same thing they remake, then they take the same storyline and then just add a cat.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I like when they change people's personalities, but their body stays the same. But inside it, they're a different person, and everyone thinks they're another person. Those are great. I like that stuff.
Oh, that one.
It's silly. Yeah, there's several. Yeah,
I like the ones where there's a person and then they change the person to be more like the other people and then they turn into a wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the werewolf stuff.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They get bit by something and then the moonlight does something.
The moonlight does something and then they get a car.
Yeah, and then they get a silver bullet. It's the only thing that can kill them.
That and oatmeal. Did you know?
No. Yeah. I love oatmeal.
Oh. Well, that's why you're not possessed.
Yeah, that's like garlic. It's keeping bad things away.
Well, don't even. Don't
I know.
Even.
Remember the garlic talk?
Don't even. Did I tell you my wedding story?
I don't know. Are you married?
No, not that. No.
Oh, it was because we're going way back then.
No, yes, this was.
Can you remember it?
I'm not going to tell you that story. I was videotaping a wedding and... in the church, and they had a receiving line just inside the church at the, you know, at the doors. People are exiting.
Okay. Yeah.
And the groom stunk to high heaven of garlic.
Garlic.
Yes. And it wasn't...
That's cruel.
It wasn't just garlic. Right. It was like the entire church, the entire chapel had this odor to it. And as you know, garlic never smells like garlic that you're cooking in a pan.
No.
It smells like someone died
like
in your bowels.
Yeah,
yes.
Bad.
Really bad.
So why would he do such a thing? That's kind of mean to people.
Because I don't think people know. Because a lot of people eat garlic, especially maybe the night before he had a garlic party or something, or a bachelor.
Were they like Americans, or was it a culture thing?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't recall. But... I never blame the person that's eating the garlic. I blame the chef that put too much garlic in however they got the food.
Hmm.
But you don't know when you have the garlic breath.
Well, my mother has a thing. She won't eat garlic 2 days before she has to go to a doctor.
Absolutely. Oh, doctor.
To a doctor or a dentist.
Why
anybody that is going
to
examine
her.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
That's considerate. She's thinking if somebody else is going to be real close in her proximity, examining her,
so
whether her mouth or whatever.
Did she live alone?
No, I mean, my dad eats garlic. They both eat garlic, but she has to be careful. She doesn't want to do it before she's going to go to an examination because it's rude, she thinks. And she's right.
I think it's rude to go out in public smelling like that. But you see, but you can't blame the person because they don't, you kind of really don't know.
Oh, I think you know.
If there was a garlic meat, oh, there's an invention for you.
Yeah, well, some people might not know. Yeah, they just don't understand how disgusting they smell.
But they don't.
Unless they're told. And then there's no good way to say it.
No, there isn't a good way.
Apparently.
There really isn't.
No.
The only way you can tell if someone thinks you have garlic is the way that they back up away from you.
I start yelling a little bit. I don't like it. I don't get happy.
If I know the person, I'll say it. But it's always a confrontation. It's always a confrontation.
Right.
It's never, you smell like garlic. I'm so sorry. No, I don't. Yeah, it just gets, and then don't even come near me. Don't even come near me.
Yeah.
And it's bad enough when someone smells like garlic when you're like within 5 feet of them.
Yeah.
But like
you're sleeping in the same bed with them?
Well, you don't. You don't.
Sometimes
for that
you have
night.
To.
No, you never have to. You never, ever have to. No. But when, like in this wedding situation, when the entire building smells of it.
From then one it's person, like, you think?
That's too much. Yeah. Oh, it had to be. It
he
had
was
to
reeking
be.
Out.
It was, okay. It was his smell. It was just all over.
That's like when I eat curry. Over the place. I don't like curry because of that. It comes out of my pores for a couple of days.
Have you ever been to somebody's house, like an Indian person?
Oh, sure.
And
it's in the furniture. It's in the walls.
Exactly.
It's just, it's in there.
It is
my
in
daughter
the walls.
Had a friend, yep. And she'd go play with her when she was little, and she'd yep. come home, and it was just all over her.
Yep.
Just from being in the house. Yeah.
Yes, it gets on you.
It does.
It does, and it passes on from generation to generation.
But maybe you're not used to it because you're there. I mean, you already don't smell it because that's how you grow up, and you don't notice it.
When you were engulfed in something, you don't smell it.
Like dogs. Dog urine.
Nice. Yes.
I've been to people's houses and you walk and you're like, wow, my eyes are tearing and they're sitting there fine. You know what? Give me 10, 15 minutes. I don't smell
correct.
It either.
Correct.
I really, that's sick. I'm getting used to it.
I think I had that problem here for a while because there was one of my dogs was just peeing constantly.
And you didn't smell it.
That's why I had to do with the floors like that. It wasn't smelly. It was just like getting ruined, but I'm sure it smelled.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a person's house who has cats?
Oh, sure.
And they're lovely people.
Yeah.
And they don't smell like garlic or anything.
No.
But the cats, you know, they do smell. But it's funny because on the clothes of the person you're visiting, they're like wearing an entire cat.
Yeah. It's a mohair suit.
It can
like the song.
Mohair. And then they have the nerve to wear black. It's like, wow, man, don't you get anything?
Yeah.
But you're right. You become oblivious to that when you're engulfed in it.
Yeah, I used to have cats, but now I'm not really a cat person anymore. I don't want to be around cats. I mean, they're cute and everything, but I don't want one in my life, if that's okay.
In your life?
Yeah, I don't want a cat in my life. Not right now. Maybe someday, but I really doubt that too. Yeah. I just don't.
I think all animals have their attributes. I like dogs.
You do.
But, well, if somebody here does. But I do. I do. Right. I do like dogs.
Yeah.
But they come with their own set of problems.
Oh, sure.
They really do. And, and the barking. See, I don't like other people's dogs because I want peace
annoying.
And quiet.
Right.
Cats, they don't bark.
They don't.
So I kind of like that.
They just claw things.
They're destructive. They are destructive. It's like having a little child.
And they pee, it smells awful.
All those things, Tori. But they are docile little things. They just, when you see a cat, sleeping, it's like I want to lie down and sleep with that
cat.
That's
when you see a cat. When you see a kitten, they're off the wall.
Fantastic. Awful. Yeah. I've gotten rid of cats because, I mean, in a humane way.
Right.
Or given them away.
Sure.
Because they were just like, always like, I have scratches all over me. Like was a domestic violence case.
For a couple of years, I think they were all like in kitty mode.
Yeah, it's not good. No. It's not good. Not to each his own. Do you ever have any strange pets like frogs or hamsters or anything?
No. Well, my kids had hamsters once. Guinea pigs, maybe you call them? No, hamsters. They were teddy bear hamsters.
Right.
And they used to bite.
What's
I
the one
don't
that,
like those.
What are the ones that come on strings? Gerbils? Anyway, did you ever have any strange animals?
I had a cockatiel bird. I think I told you about that one. The wing clipping thing.
Yes.
I've had, I don't know, dogs. He has a horse.
Horse is interesting.
Fish.
Horse is interesting. You had fish?
Fish. Everyone's had fish.
Fish, I don't understand.
It's not really a pet. You can't touch it.
No.
You just got to take care of it. You got to feed it.
What's the point?
You watch it swim. It's supposed to relax your blood pressure.
You watch it swim.
Yeah, it's the blood pressure goes down. I don't know. It's something to take care of. Makes you responsible. Makes kids responsible. Don't let this goldfish die.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2 days later, it's dead.
They die, and then the kid feels terrible about it.
And they got to flush it down the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, what's that about?
It's kind of nasty. I get all it does is teach them about death is really what it's doing, how to part with something that you once loved.
Okay, that could be true, right.
That would be it.
All right.
But they serve no purpose. You can't, like, fish them out and fry them up or anything. It's
cuddle
just
cuddle with them.
You can't cuddle. Well, cuttlefish, you can.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Those are ugly, though. They're scary looking.
They are very scary. Yeah.
Well, I knew one lady that used to buy goldfish for her cats.
To eat?
Oh, yeah. She'd put it on the ground and they'd play with it until.
Oh,
and then,
no.
Isn't
no.
that?
That's so that is, cruel. It's not funny.
I know. I never watched it, but she told me she did that. I didn't see her doing that.
That's awful.
And I might have freaked out, but she would say, oh, yeah, I'd do this.
Oh, no.
So.
I know people that play with their cats by using one of those little laser light things.
Oh, yeah.
And they shine them on the floor and
cat, they chase it.
They chase it.
Oh, sure.
But, I mean,
what's wrong with that? Is that bad?
I think it is. It's like a mind fuck. It's like, what if, Tori, what if someone
Dogs do it too. Everything chases it.
Well, I know, but at a point, it's kind of like you start to, it's like you're laughing at it. It's like, oh, look how stupid you are. There's nothing there. It's just the light. And they're just kind of making fun of the animal. And at a point, you figure the animal should go, cut the shit, huh?
You know? Well, there is a pecking order, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're the humans. We're at the top, right?
Well, I thought we were at the top, but apparently we're not at the top.
So, you know, animals and play with a little light, you know, that's amusement for us. It's all about us, right? Isn't that true?
You know, you got to wonder. I mean, you know, murders are horrible and violence is horrible, but you got to wonder if this is not somehow part of our animalistic ancestry development, where if every cat will hurt or kill to survive and to eat, and then we come along, we've evolved more than that apparently, and we come along and like we don't at all. It's just kind of
because we have anger issues.
Yeah, we do.
That's
about as far as we go, but we have more humanity. And of course that would go with the argument whether you think that we have evolved from other animals or whether we placed here as human beings,
like E.T.
Like E.T. Right. Or like the Bible story.
Oh, right, right.
I believe in the Bible, we didn't, no, we were just placed here. There was Adam and Eve, right?
Right.
We were placed.
He was placed here, and then she came from a rib,
yes,
Adam's
correct.
Rib, and then they made a female version.
Yes. It was spontaneous combustion or something.
So now men have one less rib than women, and that's the reason, I guess.
That's why a man has one less rib. Yeah. It's a viable, certainly plausible explanation.
Of course, it
is. For years as a kid, and I wasn't even religious, I would, when my parents would order spare ribs from the Chinese restaurant.
Did you think they were human?
I would take one of the ribs and just like try to plant it and make a human out of it.
Oh, there was a movie like that. Something about this lady that wanted a little boy and she planted something in the yard and then he grew out of the ground.
Freaky Friday it was.
No, it was, I don't know. It was, he grew from like a little, he had like ivy on his legs.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, Captain and I watched it.
Fascinating.
I think we saw that together.
I do recall that now. Yes.
Yeah.
So you can do it.
Yes, absolutely. The movie showed it. Let's all try, everyone. I forget what she planted.
Mm.
But
I never forgot a wedding that I think it was a Pentecostal church, but maybe it wasn't.
Oh,
so
that's
I shouldn't
born again.
Say.
That's born again Christian.
Something happened. And and the priest or whatever was standing there marrying this, you know, these two people.
Yeah.
And
that were a male and a female person, I suppose.
Yes, it was.
Because do you hear about the Kentucky thing?
Yes.
What's wrong with people?
We'll get to that in just
a second. That's what religion's doing, you know.
I know. Well, because you have to follow the storyline.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, so the priest or whatever is
the priester? The priester on Easter.
Standing there.
You're a poet, Brandon.
I didn't even know it. Doing his spiel. It was a guy, and he's like saying, and the woman must always honor the man. You must always do his
bidding. I can't even hear this right now.
It got into the most incredible verbiage I ever heard in my life, and I started...
Were you cringing?
Yeah, and I was combing the audience with my eyes. Who's going to stand up and call this bullshit? Who's going to do it first? And,
not
and
that
I expected,
crowd.
No. And I expected the bride to go like, excuse me, but she never did.
Well, you know what the rest of it is?
Yeah.
That's only part of it, that she has to honor her husband, but then the husband is going to honor the wife like the Lord honors him or something. So it's supposed to be equal.
Didn't sound equal to me.
Didn't sound equal.
No,
okay.
No.
I know.
No. What? How is it equal if she's created from one of his ribs?
Yeah, all right.
Seriously,
see, there
man.
You go. Right away, we went full circle.
Come on.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if you're missing a leg, did you like... create a bus driver. I don't understand that. That made no sense, did it? It made no sense.
Well, that's fine.
Let's do the Kentucky conversation, shall we?
Kentucky Derby, yeah. Here we go.
How about that horse, huh?
I know.
That's crazy. No, there's this this lady, something Davis.
I wonder if people do these things strictly to get attention to themselves, because it's such negative, wrong attention, but still it's attention.
I don't know.
I'm going to stick by my principles here.
Jesus
wants this thing, and I'm going by what the Lord says to do. Lord, don't say that. She probably talks like that, Kentucky,
exactly
right?
Exactly what she said.
Yeah. I haven't even read the story. I just heard a little blurb, and I can fill in the blanks.
Kim Davis, she works for the government. She's in Rowan County, Kentucky.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And she's a clerk there, and She refuses to issue marriage licenses to gay people.
Her little bit of power, she's going to wield it like this.
The Supreme Court said you have to issue the license.
That's just the Supreme Court. They know?
That's all.
They have no power.
That's all.
A little clerk in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, my God.
So she's saying, well, because of my religious beliefs, I can't do this, and I will not issue licenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand what the big deal is here.
Get another clerk.
Yeah, fire the little bitch, because you're working for the government. Yeah. If you don't want to work for the government, you don't go by the government's rules and get another job, you know. Yeah. But
they're making a big story out of it when they can just fire her quietly and put somebody else in there. But you know what? Somebody must have made a big stink and said, hey, guess what she's not doing to me, for me, or whoever. Yeah, and now it's a thing.
I think the thing is, and the government gets, and these lawsuits get out of hand, they're probably saying that, okay, she refuses to do her job, well, she should be fired, but she's claiming it's for religious reasons.
Yeah, see, there you go. You get some freedom. Yeah, you get some sort of leeway when you claim that.
People stand back a little bit and go, oh, boy.
But not if you claim, the Muslim people are not claiming that. They can't claim that, I guess.
No.
I don't know. Because it's a big stigma. So,
for the Muslim
if they
people?
Were going to claim anything, people would start ducking for cover.
Well, yeah, maybe.
You know, so religion, it's a divided thing. Religion is some religions, okay, other religions, no. It's either all or nothing.
It's the popularity of the religion.
Yeah, it's got to be all or nothing. And I say nothing.
Yes. I mean, most of the Republican Party is run on the fact that God is blessing us continually in this country. But they don't bless, God doesn't bless other countries.
Yeah, I know.
That's inferior.
I know.
Yeah, we don't do that. God makes a choice and says, this country is cool, I'll bless them.
God is obviously a Yankees fan, apparently, too.
Oh, don't say that here.
You see the score? They got spanked. Whatever.
Who got spanked? The Yankees or the Red Sox? Of course they got spanked. Because it's a ball game. It goes back and forth.
I know, it does. Unfortunately, it was them. That's
When I moved here from New York, and I'm not a sports fan at all, so...
You should really not say you're from New York so much, right?
It's just a stupid sports game, I think.
All right, that's
better. If we're talking about human beings here, then they should get... It's just a sports game.
Right.
But at the same time... So I move up here... And I don't follow baseball, and I don't really follow sports at all. I really don't care.
You follow Lifetime, right? We know. TV.
Oh, the TV Lifetime movies?
Oprah, yeah. Dr. Phil.
Oprah isn't even on anymore.
Didn't Oprah just do something, donate something?
I don't know.
I forget. I heard something this morning.
Donate what?
I don't know. I thought she gave
she does
money.
All these. She starts schools in Africa and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I thought Madonna
nice.
Did that. All right. Or Angelina Jolie. I don't know.
Well, she does too.
Okay.
There's more than one person, I guess.
Good. Celebrities should give back. That's what I think.
They really should. Oh, speaking of celebrities, ready to get into this?
Well, I know what you're going to say. Do it.
I didn't watch these things, but the Video Music Awards.
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't
over
hear
the
about
weekend.
It.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I didn't watch them, but Miley Cyrus was hosting them.
Oh, did she do that last year? Or was it that Robin Thicke guy?
I don't know if he hosted it.
Yeah.
But anyway, she hosted it, and she did it as sleazy, sexily as possible. And
shocking.
I know it's shocking, but I just don't understand how, A, she has the balls. She's like the Donald Trump of females. She's so into herself.
That's her gimmick now. She's going to run with it, I guess.
I understand, and I didn't see it. I'm just saying.
All right.
Understand that there were little kids that came up on stage, and she taught them all how to stick their tongues out in a very evil, sexy manner.
Oh, really?
And in one of the segments of the show, she was practically naked.
Wow.
She's just...
Well, television needs
horrible,
to get ratings. They're trying to get ratings, I think. And they want to be extreme, so they're saying, Miley, go all out.
Oh, Miley wants to go all out.
Right.
But I don't understand this woman, because when she was Hannah Montana, the kids loved her. They looked up to her, and she was actually a very talented little actress.
Who was Hilary Duff then?
She was a very similar counterpart to
Hannah Montana.
What was
her
Hannah
name,
Montana.
Though?
Hilary Duff. Duff.
Didn't she have she didn't play a character?
No.
Oh.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I don't follow this stuff really that much,
You had
Tori.
Like a Hannah Montana pen
I
or something.
I still do.
Okay.
And the reason that I had...
It was cheap and on sale probably, right?
That's exactly what it was. They were practically giving them away. And I said, it's a pencil, it writes, yes, all right, I'll take it. And Hannah Montana, I had no problem with Hannah Montana at all.
Right,
I think she's a fine character.
Right.
But then she...
Morphed.
Totally in 180, and took all these little kids with her,
and now she's corrupting them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I don't. And she's not even a sexy woman.
Right.
She's just a disgusting little...
Maybe she's mentally ill a little bit.
Maybe.
Like maybe the other one. What's the other one that was mentally ill? Same kind of thing.
Winehouse?
No.
She's just an alcoholic.
She looked a little like her, too. She was Ashley... What was her name? Miranda knows. Miranda, help me out here.
I don't think you understand it. No, people can't respond to you.
Well, she was the same thing. She was always putting Instagrams and of her, you know, being weird. And, you know, she was acting like she was going to be committed.
Marilyn Manson?
No. That's a man.
Oh.
This was a girl.
What's the other one?
Young blonde girl that's in the same genre as Miley and Hillary. You know.
Who was the one who was married to Kurt Cobain?
Courtney Love.
Okay. That's not her.
Well, she's her too. Okay, fine. Yeah.
They're all messed up. As you said so eloquently just a few minutes ago, that you have to give back. If you're famous enough to live in a mansion and to enjoy the ability to do what you do.
Unless you're greedy. And then people are going to not like that. Why do that? Why be that way?
But that's what Miley Cyrus is. She's greedy within her own ego and mind.
Mm.
And I think that's wrong. I think you have a responsibility. When you're that large, you should realize you're large.
Well, who's going to do these jobs, Ron? The world needs ditch diggers, too. Who's going to do these things?
Who's going to be the ditch digger bitch?
Well, I mean, the person that's all like sexy and singing and dressing provocatively, who's going to do that then?
Cher.
Well, Cher's old now.
I know.
Someone has to fill the void if there's not going to be anybody doing that, because America's clamoring, apparently, for that. And Miley's it right now. Till she gets old. She's just hurrying up. She's doing as fast as she can because gravity, you know.
See, society embraces fuckheads. They embrace the different outrageous
because life
people.
Can be boring and life is mundane and people are looking for an outlet of something to release them from their 9-to-5, from their raising their kids, from their going to church.
Then people are sick because you don't do it by degrading a society or a societal method.
Well, there's always an element of that. Look at ancient Rome. There's always going to be that element.
Yeah, how'd that work out for him?
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's always there. Well, that seedy underbelly.
Because we're all humans, and some humans have seedy underbellies.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a condition, doesn't it?
It does. You could get like psoriasis. Go see a dermatologist for that problem.
That sounds like an upper GI problem.
Mm. I had an upper GI.
Did you?
Yeah.
Through the mouth?
It's you drink like a chalky thing, and then they just do a contrast x-ray.
Yeah.
And they showed I had a hernia.
So an upper GI, they don't shove anything down your throat?
No.
Oh, what's the one where they put a camera down your throat?
That's I had that too. That's starts with an E.
Entertainment?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
That they'd knock me out for.
Yeah, well, by your choice,
and,
obviously.
And it's E.
Endo something?
Endo,
wasn't he one of the three tenors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. There was a tenor inside my hernia.
Oh.
That's why I keep bloating, Captain.
Everything you say sounds like a line from The African Queen.
Oh.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I did. And the captain has a picture of himself on The African Queen,
yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah. That follows the entire African Queen comment that I made.
It does.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course, I'm jealous. I have no African Queens.
Right.
I'm going
sailing?
And I've rarely been on a boat. The only kind of boats I'll go on are the ones that have an entire crew and a gigantic boat, so that if it's rocking on the water, I don't come a knocking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
like
want to know.
Ship,
yeah, I don't want to know I'm on the water. But
what's the fun in that?
There's no fun. To me, there's no fun in sailing. And I know that's contrary to yourself and the captain, but I don't.
You're a landlubber.
It goes further than that.
I want to be underground. Under the ground.
No. It's just that, in case you notice, when you're on this little floaty boat, that you're surrounded by water.
By magic.
No.
I can hear it.
you're surrounded by water in which you could die.
I see.
You understand?
I've been on a boat several times with people that tell me, I don't know how to swim. In my life, once in a while you find a person that says, and by the way, I don't know how to swim. And it still happens. I'm thinking still people don't know how to swim.
Sure.
And they go on boats. There's life jackets, right? I guess they enjoy being. Maybe it's a thrill of danger.
Well, sure, you're supposed to be in a life jacket, but at the same time, if something happens with the boat, it's not a thrilling situation to be bobbing up and down, or no matter what your name is, in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a horrible.
If you're way out in the ocean, maybe, but you know where you go locally, there's always somebody around you, so you'll be fine. And last weekend too, I went to a farm in Litchfield, Connecticut. By the way, it was fun.
In a boat?
Nope. In a car.
You went to a farm?
It was like 130 acres, yeah. And I did some shooting. I shot a Glock gun and a shotgun, and look at the bruise.
Wow, look at that.
I know.
Holy crap.
That was because the shotgun went boom.
Yes.
But I still held it against me, but for some reason still it was buckshot. So that was like pretty hard, I guess.
Ouch.
And I only didn't want to do it once, and I regretted it as soon as I
did.
Did
you find that to be fun, Tori?
Some of it, yeah.
Really?
I did a rifle also and a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
I tried it all. I wanted to try it all. Why wouldn't I guess?
So you were entertaining yourself with weapons of destruction.
Target practice.
Target practice.
And I, you know, try to hit the target. And then axe throwing to hit the thing. It was, you know, finish up with that.
Good.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, I have a new respect for you now.
It was an Australian guy's birthday. So I got to hear him talking like this the whole time.
Well, kind of charming. Charming in a way.
Yeah.
Did you ever think of like throwing the axe in his direction?
No.
Okay.
Everyone did better than me, actually.
Really?
Captain and he hit the target at least more than once. I'm just like, bloop, bloop,
sounds
bloop.
Like sounds like the name of a television show, Captain and He.
Oh, yeah, like the Captain and Tennille.
I guess that's where it was going, yeah.
I need a light axe. This axe is very heavy. It was almost as big as me, it felt like.
You need a woman's axe.
I do.
Right.
Like as men, the axe, like the axe spray. Correct. Maybe they need a woman's axe.
Maybe you should just throw ribs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know.
They wouldn't stick in there, though. Had to be sharp.
Get sticky ribs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I see, Tori, I don't think I would find any joy in pointing a gun at something, even as target practice, because you are using a weapon of violence.
The power I felt, Ron. Let me just say this.
This is my point.
It is your point. When I was shooting that Glock, and it was so, what's the word? Not loud, but it was just, my face started.
Yes.
Like, wow, I could feel aggression.
Yeah.
Just trying to hit that target. And if I'm missing, I'm like trying to really, and I'm focusing, and I'm getting.
Did it scare you to feel aggression with a weapon in your hand?
No. I was afraid the first time I fired it, I was really, really nervous because I didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
And even though I fired it years ago, I'd forgotten. So now I'm doing it all over again.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? My arm got, you know, the muscles really, you know, react. So I wasn't even expecting that.
You know, you bring up a good point. I fired weapons before in my life as well.
Mm-hmm.
And not because I wanted to, but because I was coaxed to do it by quote-unquote friends. Like, come on, it's fun.
Right.
So I've done it, and I agree with you entirely. It does give you a feeling of power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the feeling that I don't want to have. To have a weapon of possible death cause me to feel like that immediately gives me a feeling of power. There's something wrong with that to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that that is a good thing. I think it's a corruptive feeling that
I'm sure
I had.
It can be.
Yeah.
But these are responsible people. So we were very careful when we put the gun down. And it just seemed like that was okay. In that situation.
Right. Yes.
But you're right. In other situations, maybe not. This seemed very safe and contained.
What if somebody who in a very contained situation, a very fine, upstanding, civilized human being, gets the feeling of power from firing weapon of death.
Right.
And then a few years later, they start to get a little crazy.
Right.
And their woman does them wrong or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how dare you? You've ruined my life.
Happens all the time,
I'm sure. It does happen all the time. And that's, saying that people are responsible with weapons is the case at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens later?
Well, that implies that everyone's going to go crazy.
No, but
everyone could go crazy, you're saying. And I don't think that's true.
Crazy.
I don't think everyone could go crazy.
Usually, you're right. Usually the people that walk into schools and shoot everybody up.
There were signs. There was something.
There was a sign that said, don't do this.
Right. Well, but they had other issues and things
They had
happening.
Other issues through most of their life. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
They should be nowhere near a gun.
Correct.
How that happens is a mystery.
Correct. And there are some people that are not capable, even if you put that weapon of power in their hand and they even feel the power, and it's, you're one of these people, that they could ever harm even an insect, which you don't even like to do.
Right. Well, mosquitoes and things, I don't know.
Well, of course. Well, they're after
roaches,
your blood. They're after
know.
Your blood, right. Yeah. They're dirty and they carry disease.
Right.
But you wouldn't kill the cricket.
Yeah. Well, no.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, you put the thing on.
Well, on purpose.
But, yeah.
On purpose you wouldn't kill
it. Yeah, no. I don't want to do that. Even though it was a big spider I found yesterday in my mom's sink.
Yeah.
This big. I put a spoon up next to it as a pitcher for scale.
Yes.
I just looked at it. I didn't do anything. And then I left the room for like an hour. And I came back and it was gone.
Uh-oh. Where did it go?
That's the thing. I don't even know.
Yeah.
And it was huge.
Yeah.
So I had to get out of there.
The only insects that really bother me spider-wise are the hairy ones.
Yeah.
But hairy people also scare me.
Oh, I love hairy people.
Did you ever see somebody with hair all over them and their backs and stuff?
Yeah. Maybe the back's a little much. If it's covered, I don't know about that.
Put a shirt on. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I love body hair.
Okay.
That's a great thing.
Really?
Yeah.
You find that sexy when a person has hair all over their body?
Oh, sure.
Okay, fine.
Why get rid of it? Men should be hairy. I've always said that. Men are men, and they should have hair all over the place.
Why?
Because.
Why can't women have hair all over the place? Why do they shave theirs off?
That's cultural, I think. Yeah. But
well, you don't have a beard. I do.
I take care of it. Yeah. I tweeze it.
I don't think naturally. Let me ask you a question here, Tori. Because I don't speak to women very much.
Why?
This is why they don't let me carry anymore.
Aww.
If you didn't shave your legs, they would be a little bit hairy.
Sure.
You have no facial hair, really.
Nah,
I mean, you might have a tiny little...
I have eyebrows.
Yeah, right. But, see, I have a beard.
Sure.
You could never grow this.
No.
Because you don't
Unless
have...
Unless I took, like, you don't maybe have the hormones. Right, correct, right. Then I could,
right,
but I don't want
to. Okay.
I have other problems.
See, what I'm saying is that a man should let it go... And a woman should let it go.
Okay, like the song. Let it go, let it grow.
Well, is that Disney?
Everything's Disney.
Yeah.
Every TV show I watch at the bottom, if you look.
Everything's Disney.
By the way, America's Got Talent.
Does it?
Started watching that again. It doesn't really, but some of it, because I'm talented people, right? But the point is, at the very end, the little fine print, it says, you know, you can win $1 million.
Right.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Read the fine print. You win 25, it's in 40 payments. 40 payments.
Oh.
You're going to win $25,000 a year for the rest of your...
That's
How long am I going to live?
Yeah.
Or you can take the lump sum of, I think it's $400,000. But you're not getting any $1 million in your wildest dreams unless you, you know, live a long time.
Rat bastards.
Read it.
Interesting.
Look it up. And a matter of fact, what's even funnier, listen to this. I Googled that to show the captain because he missed the ending.
Yeah.
And I said, well, check this out. Howard Stern, who's on the show.
Yes.
A year before he was even on the show, spoke out against this. He said, hey, look what this is. This is fault. And now they got him on the show. And he was the one speaking out against it.
Correct.
Isn't that funny?
It's
ironic.
Howard Stern has changed.
I agree with his perspective on the show. And what he says, I agree.
I agree with
everything he says about these people.
But he'll always follow the money.
Oh.
And that other bald-headed bastard.
Whenever they say Howie, I'm waiting for Howard Stern to talk. And it's always Howie Mandel.
What are the chances of two Howies being on the
same? Yeah, you know.
It is such an odd name.
Mel,
it doesn't happen.
Mel B. And Heidi Klum, right?
Correct.
She's always looking gorgeous.
Yes, she does.
I don't care what you say about her. She looks like $1 million every show.
But why'd she marry Seal?
Are they still married?
No.
That's
I don't know. I think so.
There's a divorce there. It was a bitter divorce,
bitter
as I recall
divorce,
now.
Yeah. But why would she marry a Seal?
It wasn't a Seal. It was a man named Seal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he's probably a nice guy, but now who knows what's going on with people.
What happened to him?
What do you mean?
Was he burned in a fire?
No, he was born. I think he was born that way and something happened to him.
I'm sorry. I feel bad now. Now I feel bad.
No, but he had good songs.
As if he were burned in a fire, I wouldn't feel bad. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I just wondered why a supermodel like her would... I just don't know why she
would. Look at Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett. What was that about?
True. Although Julia Roberts
is wasn't even
not,
a real marriage.
She's not a quote-unquote pretty woman.
I don't know. But I think that wasn't even a real marriage. I don't know what that was years ago. It just sort of happened, and then they were friends, and then they just stayed friends, and I don't know.
Someone was showing me, I think I told you about this as well, as I tell you about everything. About a month ago, I was sitting in a place with a young lady, and she showed me, there was nothing going on. And she said, you know, Ron, she says, you know, a lot of women, most women are not pretty. And I said, oh, well, I know.
Well, define pretty.
Well, she showed me on her cell phone all these fantastically beautiful actresses that we're all familiar with. And she showed me pictures of all of them without makeup or what they look like when they're just going to the store.
Oh, you've seen those things. Yeah,
yeah. And it's phenomenal, the difference.
Right, right.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Right. It is. It can be.
The one that really struck me was Jennifer Lopez. And she wears tons of makeup. Oh, right. She really does.
Her skin looks flawless. I think she's taking human growth hormones, by the way. And I've always said that, and I'll stand by that.
Is she transsexual?
No.
Oh.
Human growth hormones. She's right. taking them, and she will stay youthful. And it's, you know, it's what you can... The rich people, if they look really good, chances are...
Let me tell you, Tori.
HGH.
This woman, Jennifer Lopez, without... makeup.
Not good. Well, I don't think her personality is that great, actually. I've heard things.
I don't think
not,
so
not
either.
That I've ever met her, but you know what? So it's a little diva-ish. Yeah. There's a little bit of that going on.
I find the more attractive the person, be it male or female, the more their personality suffers.
Yes. Absolutely. So I think they're entitled to things or something because of how they look.
Yes, yes. And that might be that position of power. It's like putting a gun in somebody's hand.
Okay.
It's that power feeling. And it's what every politician goes through.
Oh, yeah. They're good looking usually. They have to be.
But it's the position of power that starts corrupting them.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about Donald Trump recently, as
how
I do.
You not, yeah.
Well, you know.
I just heard something today. What did he do today?
I don't know what day of the week is this one.
I don't know. Something happened.
He was calling Jeb. Said
Jeb
Bush was horrible.
He's going to take the pledge, the Republican pledge. That was it. Whatever that means.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that means that he won't leave the party and run as an independent if he doesn't get the nomination.
All right, that was what I heard. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
But Jeb Bush what? Jeb Bush say what?
Jeb Bush, his wife is Latino.
Yes.
And apparently he was addressing a crowd... which was a large Latino crowd.
This happened a while ago. I remember hearing this, yeah.
Oh, was it a while ago?
Not that long ago, but hear it had happened.
And he said a couple of lines in Spanish. And Donald Trump jumped on him the next day saying that, you know, if you live in the United States, speak English. That is disgusting that a presidential candidate would stoop.
No, so he's being sarcastic. What?
Yeah. He was saying, yes.
Who said this?
Donald Trump.
Oh, Donald Trump said it. For a minute, I thought you said Jeb Bush said it.
Oh, no, no, no. Donald Trump said
it. Oh, that's believable then. Yeah. I thought Jeb Bush said it. He must be being sarcastic.
Oh, no.
You know, mocking Donald Trump.
No, Donald Trump was saying that's disgusting that he would stand in front of a crowd and speak Spanish when the language is English in this country.
No, he's trying to make a...
He's just off the... Man, I can't... Anyone? I don't understand.
Sounds like he's appealing to people that just aren't really into politics, maybe, and just want to get away from politics, and they're just regular people. And if that's the case, they don't understand how politics works. He has to be diplomatic. He has to be a certain way if he's president.
Correct.
He can't be off the wall. As exciting as that sounds, that's not practical.
It's not exciting at all. It's
well, you know.
Do you remember, you went to school once.
Yeah, once.
It was a Thursday, wasn't it?
It was, matter of fact.
Yeah. The bullies, if you said anything against them or did something wrong, they beat you up.
Right.
Or they call you a puny little wuss in front of everybody else.
Right.
They call you out and try to embarrass you and try to make you feel like the smallest piece of shit you could possibly be.
And it mostly happened with boys, but also with girls, because I was bullied
absolutely.
Teased about what I would wear, my shoes.
Yes.
What's wrong with people?
They would put you down, call you names. This is Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
In and out. This is Donald Trump, and I can't believe that people are just siding with this literal bully, bully, and
global bully.
And what happens when you put a couple of global bullies together?
Kim Jong-un, or whatever he is, he's like dangerous. So don't upset him, please.
They're all dangerous. Putin is the same way. He's got it too, but nothing like Trump. Can you imagine
he's
the two of them?
He's got it too.
He's got it. It's a disease. It's a disease. I call it the Michael Jackson factor.
Oh, okay, because they can moonwalk, and they have the glove and everything.
I don't think Moon or Trun or Putin can moonwalk.
He can ride horses with no shirt on. because that's so manly.
Let's position it.
He has no body hair. So don't do it.
That's the problem.
Stop it.
That's the problem.
Stop it. Grow some hair. Get a hairy chest and then get on the horse. Thank you.
Or get the fake stuff and just glue it on.
Like Austin Powers. Get the little thing there. A big furry thing.
So, what the hell was I talking about? Oh, the Michael Jackson factor.
Yeah.
You're surrounded by a group of people all the time. And all their job is to say, you are the best, you are the greatest, you are fantastic.
It's boosting you up, yeah.
Right.
You need that constant
problem,
reassurance.
Problem, you have no problems. Someone said that against you? No, all of America feel. And that's why when Trump gives a speech, he spends half of his time telling people how wonderful he is and where he is in all the polls. Latinos love me. Gay people love me. Mexicans, no matter what I say, they still love me. That's all he really ever says. He touts what his yes people are saying to him. And in business, you're surrounded by yes people even more than you are in politics. And I think that's the Michael Jackson stigma thing.
Yeah.
Where your world is simply who you're surrounded by, exactly. And you have no
concept
beyond
it. You've placed these people in your life for a reason, and that's the only reason.
And yet the polls do reflect this. And it only feeds Trump's ego and his mission to basically saying, I'm Donald Trump, I want to be president, don't fuck with me.
Right.
And it's just like...
He thinks the simpler the message, maybe the easier it is.
Somehow the American public figures that if you're a bully and no one messes with you, that's called leadership.
And I
think that's a very dangerous way to go.
Right.
All right, Tori.
So Deflategate, you're not going to mention it, huh?
You just said a word.
I know. But you know what? It's not going away. Or it went away and it came back.
Well, by the time they air this thing, here we go again. Oh, no, this is... No, this is our thing. I'm sorry.
This is our thing. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's starting to happen.
But you know what? Captain told me today?
What?
And I didn't hear this, but he said he heard that Giselle was leaving Tom Brady. Did you hear that?
Yes. But it's not true.
Oh.
It's a rumor.
Okay.
It's a rumor.
That's what I wondered about.
This is what happens when you're on the boat too long.
He wasn't on the boat. He just heard it on probably the radio.
All right.
Something.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I was curious.
It was a rumor, and they claim it's not the case. Although sometimes when they claim it's not the case, 6 months later,
we'll just wait and see then.
I know, we'll find out.
You
know, I would imagine it could be a tumultuous situation because
he's lying.
Well, she's apparently the most popular and well-paid model in the world.
Okay.
Although I don't remember seeing pictures of her.
And she's spitting out kids. What's going on there?
I guess, she doesn't have to model anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And he is obviously one of the most handsome athletes.
My son looks like Tom Brady a little. People have told me.
That's very nice.
Told him.
That's a compliment.
It's not bad.
But you take two gorgeous people like that and put them in the same room. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I thought we should talk about a public service announcement real quick that I found out about just to help people.
Certainly.
Car seats. By the way, that are obsolete now for babies and kids.
Excuse me?
Car seats.
Why did you do this?
Because I'm showing you like a car seat.
Is that what they look like?
Yeah, okay, a car seat.
All right.
You know.
I mean, bananas also.
Bananas and car seats.
Okay.
You can bring them to your local.
Gesture.
That is. Ta-da! It's like a cradle, too. You'll get $5 a piece for them at your local AAA. Wherever they are. You know your AAA places? AAA is sponsoring. They'll give you $5 each for all of your obsolete car seats for the month of September.
Okay. So you still have to put your child in a car seat.
Yeah.
But if you have an old one, like in a garage or something. Okay.
Instead of it just sitting there, take it down for the... It's like two, three weeks in September. Find out and then take it. And you know what? Get $5 each one.
Okay.
Cold, hard cash.
So these are car seats that you can't use in cars anymore.
They've been recalled, or they're old, or there's something wrong with them.
They do recall a lot of them. Okay.
And you might have it there for a while, and like, I'll never be able to use this again. Now you can get $5 for it.
All right.
You're welcome.
I wish they would do that with old computers. Do they?
Oh, I don't know.
I've got so many of them. Well, you know.
What are you going to do with them?
They're hazardous waste, right? I know,
right?
So that's the problem.
There's a place down in Brockton, isn't there, right across from the police station? There's this little area. There's a place.
What?
Yeah, downtown Brockton, right across from the police station or the bus station right there.
And
on Court Street.
And they take computers?
Yeah, they take everything.
All the time?
Televisions, heaters.
Anytime?
I don't know. Find out. I'll research this, or you research this with your Google people if you need to do that.
My people?
Yeah.
I'll have my yes people look it up.
I'm talking to the people people.
Then I'll enjoy a nice banana.
Yeah.
I think we're out of time.
Excellent.
What could be better? All right. Tori and I now are going to wrap this up, and we're going to drive over to the Easton Cable Station.
And make a 30-minute version of the silliness.
Of the same thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to act surprised and totally unaware of the of the things that we already talked about.
Because we get a different audience.
Yeah.
Probably.
There's one more person.
Yeah.
At the most.
With really good hearing.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome, sir.
We wish you peace. Have a good weekend, if you can have it.